Monday, Monday. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the What's on Your Mind show preview hour. Mark Scoggerbo and I will go through the news headlines for you. We'll check sports a little later on. We'll give you a preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and I taking your phone calls a little later on in the program today. We have some guests that will join us, including the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Drew Wrigley. Talk about how North Dakota will play an important role in the development of drones. And also, by the way, how you can help the state celebrate its 125th anniversary. Two topics we'll tackle with Drew Wrigley later on. North Dakota Public Service Commission member Brian Kolk will join us. I'm going to talk about coal, which is an important energy resource in North Dakota in the news of late. And coal development is one of the important purviews of the Public Service Commission. So we'll talk with Brian Kolk about that. We have some open phone time to talk about a group of folks who'd like to see school start later in North Dakota. What do you think of that idea, Mark?
I think they should have about 2 weeks of school a year and the rest be independent study.
Spoken like a true student, actually.
I'm on a 60-year plan for my college degree.
Yeah, aren't we all? A group of parents today in Bismarck, Mandan are having a little press conference, and they're going to announce efforts to gather signatures for a ballot measure that would be on the ballot November 2014, requiring North Dakota schools to start after Labor Day.
You know, now that's a bandwagon I can get right in front of with my harmonica.
In all seriousness, are you in favor?
I am. I actually am. I think that travel, family time, I really believe that that's when school should start. I think it's written in some rock somewhere. Thou shalt start school after Labor Day.
Now, Minnesota has this, and I've always considered it the state fair rule.
Yeah.
Because the Minnesota State Fair goes through Labor Day.
And people are supposed to have exhibitions at the state fair. They're supposed to bring their lambs there and their piglets.
So
they're sewing and they're cooking.
I don't know if it's a law in Minnesota or you know, just an unwritten rule, but
it's one of the few things they do right, legislatively.
There you go. Now, here's my question we're going to tackle on the program today. If it's a good idea to start school after Labor Day, which I believe it is, I'm with these parents. I think it's a good idea. Why not more schools do it? In other words, I'm a big believer in local control, right? Of a school board or a school district doing what's best for that particular school district, which they could right now vote that to be when school starts.
So that's not a state mandated thing?
No, it's. I think what the parents are looking to do is make it state mandated by determining the time it starts. But it, you know, every school board decides it on their own, right?
Wow. I think in Minnesota they got a start date.
It is, and it's. I'm just noticing here now in a story about this that the legislature first prohibited schools from starting before Labor Day in 1985. The law was relaxed in 1997 to accommodate years with later Labor Days. In 1998, pre-Labor Day starts were allowed as long as the first day of school was September 1 or later. In 05, the Labor Day mandate was reenacted. So, the legislative purview in Minnesota is to do that. So we're going to tackle that. We have a question up on our Facebook page about it today on the program. Let's take a look at some news, shall we? Williams County, which of course is home to Williston, North Dakota, one of the busiest boom towns in the Bakken, is considering an effort to put a six-month hold. The actual request would be that all subdivision requests be put on hold for as long as 6 months.
Wow.
This is partly a result of a very busy time and there's an endless flow of requests from developers. And the planning and zoning folks are looking at getting a breather. The intent was to buy some staff time to update the regulations, some of which go back to the 80s, badly need updating. So if commissioners agree to allow the break, it would only be for major subdivisions simple lot splits and minor subdivisions would not be impacted. But the big stuff, the major requests, usually for new housing developments, take a lot of time reviewing the materials and determining if they meet county standards.
So. Well, when you realize they've gone from, what, 15,000 to 35,000 people that we know of in 5 years, the exploding growth, you know, it's overwhelming. You got to change everything.
It is. So watch that one closely. Speaking of which, the Williams Rural Water District is asking for those living in Williston to ration water today. They started using some new pumps. And due to the new pumps, the amount of water is only being received at about 50%. So they're asking for rations for the next 4 days. Less showers for the World Series baseball.
Oh, they'll get an exception, those smelly little children.
Attendees. And by the
way, they try so hard.
Williston beat Grand Forks 4-2 in the Babe Ruth World Series.
They get a chance to have two losses. It's a double elimination. But then everybody gets four games, I guess.
Okay.
And we'll be following that amazing World Series in Williston all week.
Phil Jackson was out there. He's been making some news by being out there. His comments being followed rather closely. Phil Jackson, of course, of
he's commenting on the World Series or the Babe Ruth League.
He actually was a speaker at their banquet.
Oh, that's where it happened.
And but he's made quite a bit of news just from being back there talking about, you know, the future and inspiring folks. He also weighed in on the University of North Dakota fighting Sioux name. He's been an opponent of that for some time, so his comments there weren't really new. They irritate me a little bit, to tell you the truth.
He's quite politically correct, you know.
Very much so.
He's had some very intense guru moments in his life.
There you go.
Up on a mountain, sniffing things.
He also, by the way, was there for his class reunion.
But what a great coach.
So we got a lot done. FM diversion leaders are working on a plan to buy out more houses south of Fargo. So the flood mitigation battles continue. Story we're watching for you as well. Local truck drivers have those new federal rules. They actually went into effect July 1st. There were efforts to challenge the new rules in court. Those have failed, and now they're just on to living with it. And these are Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration rules, division of the Department of Transportation. And the aim is to curb driver fatigue and the number of accidents and fatalities on the roadways. But the industry is saying they're going to do more harm to businesses than good. This would not be the first time that the government has weighed into this area, would it, Mark?
Well, you mentioned the word coal. When you think of all of the harassment that coal has suffered, shutting down, EPA shutting down a lot of coal-fired plants before they were scheduled to shut down, and just the war on coal, you know, it's a big deal. Government should be benign, shouldn't it, at least?
And, of course, Egypt is the big national story, international story.
Oh, what a horror going on there.
Christian homes and shops being marked with red graffiti before attacks. That's chilling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be nice to see a little red mark on your house? And then I think in 2 days they blew up, burnt 54 Christian churches. There's 10 million Coptics alone. A Coptic is a sort of Catholic. They have their own pope, and they're traditional. They predated by 700 years, Muhammad in Egypt, 10 million. And then there's all kinds of Assemblies of God, and Baptists and Seventh-day Adventists have been particularly harassed because of their religion.
Whose side are we on here?
Well, we better not be on the Muslim Brotherhood like our strange president was. We got into this mess because we turned our back on Mubarak, a friend of Israel, a friend of us, and now we have this pickle. And the military, they realize that America is their friend. The military is committed to fairness. They are committed to not being discriminating violently. In fact, they just issued a statement saying they outlaw vigilante groups. Read that, outlawed Muslim Brotherhood vigilante groups and Al Qaeda vigilante groups that are also playing in this fire. Yes. Pretty tough. Pretty tough.
Now there's new worries coming from that the impacts will come here in the form of
because of the unrest threatening oil routes, a spike in prices. So, something else to keep an eye on. How about the Chicago Tribune weighing in on delaying and rewriting the ill-conceived Obamacare law? The Obama administration has missed half of their legally imposed implementation deadlines. Another business, Forever 21, is going to do away with full-time employees because of Obamacare mandates.
It gets worse and worse. And Sebelius says, I don't know why anybody would oppose Obamacare.
Read the papers.
She's got her witch suit on. These guys are ready for Halloween.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The What's on Your Mind preview hour. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your calls. A couple of guests, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Drew Wrigley, and Public Service Commission member Brian Kalk will join us on the program. I ran to somebody over the weekend who was complimenting the new show, saying, you know what I really like is hearing from so many folks on important issues, which is great, and we always try and afford a good deal of time on the program to that on different issues. But also, I learned something from your guests. Well, so do we. That's why we invite them on. So it's a good goal to always strive for, to making sure that we're scheduling guests and topics that help us all learn a little bit. And we'll do that today with our two guests, tackle some topics, including piggybacking on a story about
some parents that are going to go about an effort to gather signatures to get a question on the November 14th ballot requiring North Dakota schools to start after Labor Day. Do you like that idea? Would you sign a petition? Would you vote yes? Steve Bach.
Yeah, but the question is, are you going to be done before when Memorial Weekend hits? That's kind of the key to that. Done a Memorial Day and back to school after Labor Day.
You like the idea of a Labor Day start?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can fit the days in between. You know, take a look like this weekend. A lot of people, well, school starts this week in Bismarck, Mandan. School starts on Tuesday. Summer just got here. A lot of people still taking last-minute family trips, and you know, I think it's a good idea. I remember when I went to school, it was Labor Day to Memorial Day. That was the school year, and they made everything fit.
Well, that's because you and I went to school in Minnesota, see? And I think it was an unwritten rule until the 80s, and it looks like I was just digging into this. The legislature weighed in the 80s, mostly as a result of the state fair in Minnesota. Because the state fair is late, and they wanted to encourage you to go to the state fair. So that's why you and I had that particular time. But, I think in general it's a good idea. I question whether or not we need actually to mandate it, to make it the law, because obviously any school district could do it now, right? They could say, we believe Bismarck Mandan schools ought to start, you know, after Labor Day and do it.
Well, do you remember back when, I know this is going back a long way, but when you were in school, there's a lot
you
more
just said I'm old.
About the school year now that didn't exist back then. You know, the high school kids have a spring break. There was never a spring break when we were going to school before.
Yeah, I agree. That seems a little odd. You end up doing is obviously just extend it out.
You could fit everything within a school year from Labor Day to Memorial Day.
I'm looking at more of this story here. The legislative debate has been fueled in part by school leaders and argue the districts need more flexibility to set school calendars in order to raise student achievement. Opponents of the change said it would hurt the state fair and business owners, particularly those in the resort industry. Okay, the state fair. State fair is early enough. That doesn't... Might be a Minnesota thing.
Yeah, that's a Minnesota thing.
North Dakota, that's
Minnesota state fair, but... Not with North Dakota.
Yeah, I think they're talking about the Minnesota debate there. 13,452 signatures.
Then you're probably back to school before Memorial Weekend anyway, but because you're usually back about 3 weeks earlier than everybody else.
So anyway, one of the questions we'll tackle today: your vote on when school ought to start and. What you think of this particular effort of the parents that are undertaking it? There is a part of me that thinks if it's a good idea that we all just talk to our own local school districts. Although in the case of our kids go to the Catholic schools, and if you go to Catholic schools, more often than not, the Catholic schools funnel the public schools because they want to be on the same calendar, and so. It is in our case, I guess I could go and say, hey, Mr. Superintendent, school board, why not a later start and just do it at the local school level? And they'd say, well, we follow the others. So maybe you got to do it on a more statewide basis. I don't know. Anyway, we'll give you a chance to weigh in on that. The truckers get their new rules. Well, actually got them July 1, but there was a court challenge and they lost. And so basically they've run out of remedies. And we talked about these before they kicked in, or right about the start of them. And we didn't have a lot of folks that, it was probably two-thirds, one-third against the new rules that are out there. But obviously we're a ways in now, and the court challenge is done, so this is going. So we're going to ask truckers who's right on this, whether it's helping or whether it's hurting. today on the program. And then the other question we're going to tackle is congressional town halls, in-person congressional town halls. Rob Port at the Sandy blog had a post over the weekend saying zero, nada, zip have been scheduled. Now, it's, you know, we're halfway through August, so I don't know that it's, this means we're not going to have them, but so far we haven't had any. Does that upset you? I bet our audience is just fine with the fact they can pick up the phone for the most part and talk with folks, but maybe you know, that seems to me to be more convenient. But do you want town hall meetings? We're going to talk about that. Do you, Steve?
Right. Yeah, we've had a lot of callers that have voiced their angst a little bit about accessibility as far as a town hall meeting with our congressional delegation. I think you're right in that it's a lot more convenient. It's a lot more conducive to having an open forum with on the radio. And I know Kevin Cramer doesn't duck any questions. And those that are on don't duck questions in our show. I mean, they're all available for phone calls. Very rarely is there a time constraint. But if it was North Dakota's delegation that wasn't doing this, if you look at across the country, nobody in Congress is doing that. Is that a big red flag for what's going on politically in this country? I think it is.
You know, and there are a few going on, and the ones that are going on are getting a lot of attention because they're I guess, more rare than they have been in the past.
The ones that
partly, I think, because of emotions.
For the most part, ramping up for a possible presidential run or some sort of agenda in the next election. So, I mean, take that with a grain of salt, but it seems like politicians in this country aren't, they don't answer to their constituents like they used to.
By the way, John Hoven, August 28th, 6 to 8 p.m., is doing a listening session with the AARP. And, you know, you do have to pre-register for that. I don't know if they're going to confine the issues to issues about seniors since this is about AARP, but that is an example, I guess, of a town hall. You can go to that one if you want. Anyway, these topics and more on What's on Your Mind Straight Ahead with Steve and I. Stay close.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Degrees, clear skies in Fargo with a south wind at 4 miles an hour. Tioga 61, Minot 70, Williston 67, Grand Forks 72 at this hour. And we're going to have a nice hot summer week here as kids go back to school. Is it a bit early? They'll get a look. What were we going to say, Mark?
Except for those fabulous stars in Williston playing Babe Ruth baseball.
They can't go back to school. They're busy playing baseball.
That's more important.
Exactly.
What are you going to remember? The teacher's opening remarks or the double you hit at the World Series of Babe Ruth baseball?
What do you think of my haircut, by the way, on a completely unrelated topic?
Yes, sir. It makes me want to stand by the flag here and salute you and report for duty.
Are you saying it's like a military cut?
Well, you're making me feel like I'm unkempt because I think you look exemplary and very, very spit and polish.
Yeah.
Also priestly in your black garb.
I got a haircut this weekend, obviously.
But don't priests have shave it in a big circle around in the middle of their head?
No.
Oh, they used to. A certain friar. A Friar Tuck did, that's right.
Very.
I'm sorry, I'm not Catholic enough, forgive me.
That's quite all right.
But I knew black had something to do with it.
Yeah.
And short hair.
So I go to one of those, I won't name the name because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but you know.
Because you don't think you'll go back?
Well, so I go to a place I've been to before. It's one of those franchise kind of, in and out kind of deal, right?
This happens to me all the time.
And they say, would you like it the same as last time? I say, yes. Because I'm not real fussy at my hair.
No.
I mean, just, a buck
aside. You're not a vain man.
I don't like it unruly.
No.
So when it starts to get too long, it's unruly, I go and get a cut, right? So anyway, she says the same as last time.
Wasn't the same girl?
Well, I wouldn't remember. Oh. But they have something in the computer.
Oh.
Okay, so in other words, she didn't remember me, but she...
It basically said, just shave his head?
She was going by some notes in the computer, and I said yes, because...
Got over to the Hare Krishna file there?
She must have. Because all of a sudden, she had one of those shavers out. And I don't...
Didn't that scare
you? I don't normally use a shaver. Well, I wasn't paying much attention. I should kind of close my eyes.
Well...
Just a little peace and quiet for the day. And my wife was in there... A little later on, she was actually next door. We had lunch after mass, and
did she look at your head?
She came in to get something from me, and she looked around and she didn't recognize me because she saw some ears sticking out. And
did she start screaming?
She giggled. So then, when I came back to join the rest of the family for lunch, they all had a good laugh at my expense.
No. Yeah. I think it looks very professional.
It's as short as it's ever been.
In fact, it actually makes me feel, by comparison, unruly and unkempt.
I do like low maintenance, right?
Well, you're busy.
This is low maintenance.
And you know what? You're probably going to save $13 or whatever because you can wait a while and skip the next one.
I can.
Anyway, nobody wanted to hear about my haircut, but I just thought I would tell that story.
No, it's a, everybody's got haircut stories that are a little less than satisfactory. I remember the maniac that wanted to shave my eyebrows and made me very, very nervous.
Here you go. Anyway, should we talk sports?
Well, we've got a thrill a minute out in Babe Ruth land in Williston.
All right, if you're starting with the Babe Ruth World Series in Williston, where, by the way, there is a water ration. I mentioned that earlier, but just something to keep in mind if you're out there in Williston because of the new water pumps. They're asking for folks to ration water in the city as they work through that situation. But I'm guessing since you lead with the Babe Ruth World Series, that means the Twins lost?
They lost. They have holes in their bats. That's kind of a story here in the, I think it's the Star Tribune. For Twins heads, bats have holes. The Twins, 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position. It's just ridiculous. They load them up, and then they just start to faint. They drop like flies at the side of a 32, you know, an 80-mile-an-hour pitch is just too much. They swing, they grind sawdust out of the handles, they grunt, they grimace, and knock the ball right at somebody or strike out. And
Twins are 18 games back now.
Yeah, it's and 40 games to play. So, you know, at some point I'll be turning my attention to another team if they don't go on a spree. But unless you knock runners home that are on third base, that spree will have to wait till next year.
5-2, the Twins lose. They have the Mets today as an afternoon game, right?
Yeah.
Wish I was down there at Target Field.
You love the Mets.
Chris is a big Mets fan.
I know that.
My brother.
I think he said that your dad kind of got him interested in that and took him to a game as a wee lad.
Yeah, there you go. And the rest is history.
Well,
this is a makeup game from one that was snowed out earlier this year.
Snowed out.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. But anyway, the North Dakota was able to field three of the teams for the World Series. And they've lost all of the games except Williston beat Grand Forks. So Williston's got one win. It's a double elimination tournament between teams from Segundo, California, Texas, Ohio, New York. Just an amazing group of kids from every corner of this country. It's got to be. And then Phil Jackson going out there and hyping them up and speaking to them and probably show them how to dance and smoke dope. I don't know.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That was humor.
That was facetious, folks. Forgive me.
From the 60s flower child.
No, this is a man that knows how to get inside of your mind and over poor self-esteem and be functional. A genius working with sports, heroes, icons. When you think of the range of the stars that he was able to subdue.
So why'd you say that thing about?
That's the problem with live radio. I just remember in the old days he was accused of some of those wanderings.
Was he?
Yes, as a guru, as he sought inner truth and enlightenment.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, I think he actually has admitted to some of that.
Oh, has he? I don't know.
In his book.
Well, I would like to say that the good of his career, well, I mean, it's unbelievable what he did. It's unbelievable. He could handle Kobe and Shaq. He could handle Pippen and Jordan. The guy's got to be the greatest sports psychologist alive, seriously. How he got there, I'll never know. But he did. He started in UND, ain't that something?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Williston from Montana, the Williston, and the University of North Dakota.
Just an amazing guy. So he's thrilled. He's out there inspiring those lads that anything is possible from any quadrant of our land, and there they are. It'd be interesting to see in about 6-10 years how many of these kids make it to the bigs. Have you ever watched Little League World Championships?
I have not.
You'd be astounded at the intensity, how well the pitchers throw, how much location, how much speed, curveballs. You know, a lot of people say kids shouldn't be messing around with curveballs till they're 15 or 16, but boy, these kids, they're going for the win.
Well, lucky folks around Williston get to take that in for a few more days.
The Lynx are a pretty inspiring team. They cling to first place by one half of a game. They won 88-57 over New York. They're doing well. Unfortunately, the Ponder is being ponderized again. He gets sacked on his first attempt, 5-for-12. pretty lame, gave up a fumble, but we've been playing without Peterson, and that changes absolutely everything. Peterson in the backfield, you know, certainly without him there, you can target Ponder, and so it's not been a really fair analysis. Peterson's going to play in the third preseason game against San Francisco, and so Felton, however, has got appendicitis. His best blocking back is going to take the rest of the preseason off, but then we'll be ready for the big time. I don't know. I can't help it. You know how I am. I'm an optimist. I actually think the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Dream on.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
do you see that Randy Moss is hanging it up?
Yes, he is. He is.
Formally announced on Sunday that he will not be returning to the field of play, will be retiring from professional football after a 14-year career.
Third all times for yardage. The guy was had the greatest talent I've ever seen. Stunning ability to explode to a whole new speed. But he just wasn't mentally disciplined.
No.
I believe if he had had the discipline of Rice, he could have lingered and been... He would have contested for all-time number one.
There's a good example of someone that could use a Phil Jackson-like coach.
A Phil Jackson, right, would have gotten 2-3 more years out of him and probably, you know, 100 more touchdowns.
Rein him in a little bit.
He would have. That's all he needed. Some of these incredible prima donnas don't understand how important a team is. And a team comes apart when you've got one glitter-esque kind of a guy just sucking all the air out of the room and all the attention. It's one of the things I like about some of these humble, you know, like Phil Mickelson and humble athletes that even this kid Elbers lost his first game. He knew it was going to come. He was humble in his interviews after he set the all-time rookie record going 17 and a third. Then he gets it out, and then Willingham loses a ball in the sun. You know, but he was just gracious as he could be. Finally gives up a big bopper home run in the fourth inning. Yeah, and, you know, reality came to roost. But he still pitched really good, except for that one pitch, you know.
Red Hawks lost to Wichita, right?
But they have 13 games left, and the Red Hawks just about a lock to win their division. What a great team. Folks, 13 games before playoffs. Should get a chance to go see the Redhawks. Pretty cool. Then, did you hear about the Lumberjacks beating North Shore 100-0? they suspended the clock in the second half. It was just unbelievable. It was what you might call porous defense meets super offense. 100-0.
They're running it up, huh?
Ooh, ding, ding, ding.
What you going to do on the Common Sense Club today?
Well, we are... over the weekend, I wrote 6 new Freedom Minutes. I'm going to be talking about our first Freedom Club. I'm so happy you're going to come on the 9th of September to the Pizza Ranch, where we're going to have the inauguration of the Freedom Club, our first monthly gathering. And I want people to come that care about freedom, and we're going to talk about the process, how each person can make a difference wherever they live. Freedom Club, and have several Freedom Minutes that I want to share today and encourage people to help me share them on a continuing basis. I've chunked whole little pieces of freedom into 55 seconds so we can say, brought to you by Dingleberry's Glad Times, or whatever.
Yes.
Put your name there.
Actually, the members of the Freedom Club are the ones that make the Freedom Minutes possible.
That's exactly right. But we actually get some sponsors. We're seeking them, too.
Mr. Mark Skogerbol, he'll be taking the reins of the Common Sense Club a little later on. Tell you about weather next, and we're hitting the airwaves with What's on Your Mind. Stay close.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
On What's On Your Mind, we'll open up the phone calls and talk about everything from when school ought to start in North Dakota, whether we ought to join Minnesota and go with a post-Labor Day start, to the feedback of truckers who are now a month and some change into the new regulations, who's right on that, and also a discussion on whether or not you want more town hall meetings, whether you want more interaction with your member of Congress. If you want it, you'll get it. I mean, if there's a sense from the members of Congress that there is a hue and cry among the electorate for town hall meetings, you'll get them. So we'll tackle those topics. Guests include Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley. We're going to talk about how North Dakota can champion drone use for its benefit. And also a little bit about how you can help celebrate the 125th anniversary of North Dakota.
North Dakota Public Service Commission member Brian Kalk will join us. Talk about the Public Service Commission and energy and coal debates. Looking forward to those two joining us on the program. Let me tell you about our weather and how we're looking. By the way, temp right now, 70 degrees in Fargo with clear skies, wind south at 6 miles an hour. 61 degrees in Tioga at this hour, 72 in Grand Forks, 68 in Williston. Bouncing back and forth east versus west. Let me tell you a little bit about what you can expect weather-wise today. We'll start in the valley, sunny with a high near 89 degrees, a south-southwest wind around 7 tonight, clear, low around 68, south wind at 7. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 96 degrees. If we even, not in recent memory, we've not been that high. I'm trying to remember if this summer it's gotten that hot. Maybe earlier, but boy, it's been a while. 96 tomorrow, sunny with a southwest wind at 7 to 9 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 69. Wednesday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1. Mostly sunny with a high of 84. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 59. Thursday, sunny, 81. Thursday night, clear and low around 60. Friday, again, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 84. And then into the weekend, Friday night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, 66. Saturday, again, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 88. That continues into Saturday night with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. A whole lot of that here. Partly cloudy with a low around 67. Sunday, same thing, sunny and a high near 88 degrees. All right, let's check out the oil patch for you. Weather-wise, and then we'll round up the temps. So today in the Bakken, sunny and a high near 90. West wind at 5 to 15, gusts as high as 23 miles an hour. Clear tonight. Low will be upper 50s, low 60s. Southwest wind in the 5 to 10 range. There will be some gusts as high as 18 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, a high near 89. Southwest wind at 5 to 13, becoming west in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles an hour. Tuesday night, clear, low around 58 degrees. Winds north at 5 to 13 miles an hour, gusts as high as 20. Wednesday, sunny, high near 81. North east wind at 5 to 8 miles an hour. That's Wednesday, rather. Wednesday night, clear, low around 56. Thursday, sunny, high near 83. Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, 60s. Friday, sunny, upper 80s. Friday night, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That's the first, real significant chance of showers for the entire week. Looking at Thursday night, the 30% chance, and then Friday, sunny, a high near 87. Friday night, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy, low in the 60s. Saturday, sunny near 85. Saturday night, again, some showers and thunderstorms, 60s. And sunny Sunday, rather, will be sunny and a high in the mid-80s. And let's go around the region temp-wise. Let you know how we're looking. I'm going to just check out the whole state here. All right, a lot of 70s. Minot, Devil's Lake, Fargo, Wahpeton. Grand Forks, 64 degrees. Bismarck, 61. 64 in Jamestown. 59 in Dickinson. 61 in Williston. Cool spot is down along the border. Hettinger, 55 degrees down there. 63 in Bismarck. But Minot, Devil's Lake, Fargo, Wahpeton, all at 70 degrees. At this hour, 61 degrees in Williston, as I mentioned. Tioga, 67 at this hour. Dickinson, 68 degrees. All right, folks, there you go. That's a check of your weather, the check of the news headlines. You got the sports. Who set the table for the day? Now it's time to find out what is on your mind. Should school start sooner in North Dakota? We're going to start with that debate. New truck rules.
town hall meetings. You want more from your congressional delegation? 701-258-0550. Tell us.
Straight ahead.
Steve Buchan and Scott Henin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.